Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wow, that's pretty exciting, huh? That's a good way for us to get started. In this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a reference to Hillary Clinton, Monica, Monica, if you didn't make it out, Monica, 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 protesters in Egypt serenading Mrs. Clinton with chants of Monica, Monica, and then they threw some tomatoes at her caravan and shoes. Driving through the streets of Alexandria, what's their anger about? The Egyptians? Anger over meddling in their political affairs. And that's where we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in your comments at 800-510-8255. We'll keep this class of countdown activity running at full speed. Here's national security expert K.T. McFarland discussing with Talko's John Gambling the reasons why Hillary Clinton received this vitriolic response from some of the Egyptian people.
What'd you make of Hillary getting tomatoes chucked at her?
You know, I thought about it. I think it's more complicated than the average sort of, oh, it's a demonstration. I think there are a couple things going on. Right now in Egypt, there's a behind-the-scenes power struggle between the military, which had been running things for 40 years, and the Muslim Brotherhood, the newly elected Islamic party that has now the presidency of Egypt, but not sure how much power they've got. So I think there's a behind-the-scenes struggle between the two. And this demonstration, nobody shows up in Egypt with a – this is a planned and organized demonstration.
I was going to say, so you think that this was theater at its best, political theater.
I think
theater.
This was the Muslim Brotherhood sending a signal to the Americans not to support the Egyptian military.
All right, so is that a big deal, one way or the other? Are we meddlers? Of course we are. Is it to our advantage? I guess we think it is. Is it to the advantage of those that we mess around with? That remains to be seen. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Hillary Clinton trip to Egypt and the protesters here front and center. Here's host Jim Sharp wondering how the Egyptians could make Mrs. Clinton into a sympathetic figure.
Okay, I do feel bad for Hillary Clinton. And you know, ever since Barack Obama got elected president, I've kind of started to like Hillary a bit more. Does that make any sense? And it's not just simply because I say to myself, wow, President Hillary Clinton sure sounds a lot better than President Barack H. Obama. I don't know, there's something about her that she, like, was forced to take a back seat to whatever else was going on when her turn came up at the Democratic convention. Not that she should have necessarily been the nominee or that. Maybe my sister got me, because I think I told you my sister was a committeeman in the 80s for the Democratic Party and went to a couple of conventions and that kind of stuff, and she was just hopping mad that Hillary did not get the nomination. She said it was her, you know, it was finally time for a woman to lead the ticket, and it didn't happen. I don't know. Maybe it's because my sister's a really good cook, and every time I go there, I eat well, and so I bought into anything she did. I don't know. I really honestly don't know why I kind of like, I don't like her, but I have more sympathy for Hillary Clinton than I ever had before. And now I really have more. She was visiting the port city of Alexandria. What was this? This was yesterday, yeah, in Egypt. And apparently you heard chanting of Erbal Clinton, which means get out, and then followed by Monica, Monica.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not exactly a subtle reference to the Monica Lewinsky scandal that her husband put her through. Maybe that's, you know what, now the sympathy factor's gone way up. The Egyptians have actually got me feeling sorry for Hillary Clinton now. The same woman who had the FBI files on her coffee table, you know. Oh, that's where they are. I couldn't. There they are. Look at that. I didn't know. That same woman. the woman who was the first to push the idea of nationalized health care, not the first, but she was the one who brought it to the forefront right at the beginning of the Clinton presidency. Remember that? I was so mad at her, and now I kind of feel bad for the lady. The Egyptians have got me feeling bad for Hillary Clinton. Now I don't like the new Egyptian government at all.
Well, you know, that's this can't go by without me making a political comment on it, of course. It just goes to show how ineffectual that our foreign policy is. The Egyptians, to think that we have any, and you know, to think we've ever had any kind of serious, honest influence in that region, it's going to go the way that it goes no matter what we do.
Oh, and they weren't just throwing insults. They were throwing other crap at her, too. Tomatoes, shoes, a water bottle was thrown at Clinton's motorcade. A U.S. official did say that Clinton's own vehicle was not hit. This is the result of suspicions that Washington had helped the Muslim Brotherhood win elections in Egypt in the wake of last year's ouster of President Hosni Mubarak. Clinton did say that, I want to be clear that the United States is not in the business in Egypt of choosing winners and losers, even if we could, which, of course, we cannot.
All right. So there's Jim Sharp with his co-host talking about Hillary Clinton's situation. I've always found Mrs. Clinton, and I guess almost always thought, other than the health care thing at the beginning of the Clinton term in office, I thought that she was pretty cool, and I still think she is. I think she's been the best Secretary of State we've had for a long, long time. Meanwhile, a couple of American tourists and their Egyptian guide kidnapped Friday have been released. The embassy in Cairo confirmed that Reverend Michelle Lewis and Lisa Alphonse, both from Massachusetts, were freed by their captor. The guide was also let go. The three had been abducted as their tour group was traveling on a church trip to Mount Sinai. The hostage taker was an Egyptian Bedouin who agreed to release them after he was promised authorities were working to release his uncle from jail. Meanwhile, Hosni Mubarak, remember him, as long as we're into Egyptian news, the ousted leader, moved back to prison yesterday. He'd been transported to a hospital after a health crisis, but apparently he's improved enough to go back to prison. So there it is, the story from Egypt, 800-510-8255 at 14 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing?
Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
800-510-8255, the countdown for Tuesday, the 17th of July. Our overview of the hot hits, at least some of the things that are on the mind of lots of people listening to so-called political or news talk, issue-oriented conversation radio. Here is, as we get back into the presidential race, that seems to be number one or number two every week, and will be, I'm betting, till we get to November. Here's radio host Bill Carroll, who seems to be shocked by the Romney campaign's failure to work over things in terms of protecting their candidate.
It's just gotten so ugly, hasn't it? And I don't think anybody wants to see that. This is not great for the country. What happened to we need a more civilized conversation? Wasn't that the Obama camp that said that? The way they played this out, Mitt Romney is either a guy who sent thousands of jobs overseas because he didn't care about human beings, or he's a felon who lied on official government documents. That's like they asked him the "Do you still beat your wife?" question. No, I never did. But here's what's equally frustrating: Mitt Romney does not have an answer to that. Seriously, you didn't see this coming? Didn't it come up when he was running for the Kennedy seat? Didn't it come up when he was running for the Republican nomination? And it's come up. It comes up. It comes up. Where's your answer for this? I don't care what the answer is. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. When you're running a private company, even if you're the sole shareholder, you're allowed to make money. Sometimes you outsource jobs to save a company, which ultimately saves some jobs. Sometimes you sacrifice 10 jobs to save 20 jobs. Sometimes you sacrifice 10 jobs to save 5 jobs. It's more complicated than that. I'm not stupid, and probably most of you aren't either. Here's the problem. There are a lot of people who don't think this through, and this is working. Mitt Romney's letting this work against him. You can't win an election by just convincing people who already understand that it's tough to run a business. It's a different job. Why didn't he go on the offensive right away and say, look, here's the thing. I made some decisions as the head of a company that I wouldn't have made if I was the president of the United States. It's a different job. It's a different task. I do not buy Mitt Romney as this greedy, money-grubbing, heartless, soulless human being. Why would you run for president and spend millions of your own dollars if that's who you are? Why isn't he just continuing to make money? He can just do that. He can buy another car, another 10 cars, another mansion. He could do that. It's a free country, or at least it used to be not seen as evil in this country to make money to be successful. I don't have any issue with this, what he did with Bain Capital. The problem is a lot of people do, and he's letting the president win on it. Because he won't answer some basic questions. All right, if you weren't part of the decision-making at Bain, because I believe you could be listed on documents as the CEO, but you're on a leave of absence, you're running the Olympics, you're not involved day-to-day. It's a little hard to believe that he never got a phone call and said, hey, we're going to sell this part of the company. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Or we're shutting down this day. It's hard to believe he didn't do some of that. But he should have said, yeah, I was involved a little bit, but not a whole lot, and we did what was best for the company. And ultimately, for all of the people who work for all of our companies, we did what was best for them to help them survive.
Meanwhile, the super PAC backing Mitt Romney saw its best fundraising month yet in June. More presidential politics coming up here on the Countdown.
Healthy
Good soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Or who's zooming who in politics. We're discussing the presidential race here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 24 minutes past the hour. Mitt Romney brushing off Rahm Emanuel's claim that he's whining about attacks made by the president. He said, quote, when I think people accuse you have a crime, you have a reason to go after them pretty hard, and I'm going to continue to go after him, Romney said in an interview yesterday. 800-510-8255. What do you make about all this hissy stuff? It is kind of hissy. Isn't it like two cats hissing back and forth? Rod's in Mount Carmel, Illinois, listening to the countdown. You're an Obama man, Rod?
Yes.
Why is that?
Definitely. Because, the last two Democrats, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, have made themselves, where the last two Republicans have inherited their way into politics.
Hmm.
You know, and so who am I supposed to trust for the middle class?
I guess you'd trust the person who seems to be able to provide the most intellectually stimulating and honest leadership. If you ask that of Obama or whomever else, Romney, that'd be where I'd go. Thanks for the call. Judy in Hickory, North Carolina, on the countdown. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. You're thinking about Mitt Romney.
Yes, I would like to have him to bring out that how quickly the health care cost that is in Massachusetts from the time it was implemented, what it's actually costing me.
Well, say that again. You want to know what?
I would like to see him bring out when the health care bill in Massachusetts was brought into effect as an experiment, which it was touted as, what the cost per individual was as opposed to what it is today living there, because that would bring out it's really a failure as far as the economics of the state. And
well, I don't know. Where do you get that it's a failure?
Well, when you look at what each person was what the cost was for each person in the state of Massachusetts for having to carry insurance, the mandate.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Judy. Where did you get your information?
Where did I get my information?
Yeah.
I went online and I pulled up the bill, what the cost was when it first went into effect.
Would you mind telling me what website you went to get that information?
To the their House of Representatives.
The House of Representatives in Massachusetts is controlled by Democrats.
Correct.
And the,
right.
The Obama.
And the cost per individual at the time it was implemented and how it has gone up each year since then.
I don't subscribe to that. I live in Massachusetts most of the year, and although I don't have need of this particular plan, the taxpayer has moderately subsidized this particular health care bill, but everybody is covered. The problem with this isn't so much what it's cost the taxpayer, but what it's shown is that this kind of legislation and this bill and this sort of operation doesn't provide good, solid health care. It provides you with the cheapest, that's better than nothing, to be sure. But the overwhelming number of doctors and medical facilities will not take what they call mass health because it doesn't pay the kind of money that the private insurance companies do. And that, if there's anything, there's a flaw in it because of that. But everybody does have coverage, and it actually works for those people who don't have much money fairly well. What would work the best for everybody is if they worked on prevention and not taking care of the problem after the fact. Thanks for your call. 28 after on the countdown.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162 to learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Talk Radio in review at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Halfway through this hour, we now are into the presidential race on the countdown. The president and Mr. Romney escalating their battle over capitalism and integrity and the economy. That's back and forth with each one of them, sort of trying to portray the other as part of the nation's problem rather than the solution. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Who of these two is the problem, and who of these two is the solution? Things are fairly evenly divided. Here's host Jason DeRussia breaking down President Obama's recent stump in which he says the wealthy didn't get there by themselves.
President Obama made a comment that we'll let you listen to and then invite you to weigh in on. And it's this idea that when you are at the peak of your success, maybe it's not all because you're so great. Let's listen to one clip of his speech in Roanoke, Virginia.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there.
So there you go. That's kind of the beginning idea of this argument. And if you've read any of the Malcolm Gladwell books, this is something that sociologists, I think, are very interested in. And the idea is this. When you are successful, when you are on top of your game, how much of that is because of luck? How much of that is because you were born wealthy? And then how much of that is good old-fashioned hard work? And the reason this is important, I think, is because if the argument is that we need to help the job creators, we need to let the wealthiest people, it's kind of similar to the old trickle-down economics argument, if the people at the top are doing well, they're more inclined to hire people, and then that prosperity trickles down to all of us. If you believe what the president is saying, which is, hey, you know, I mean, the most successful people, sure, they're working hard, but everybody is working hard. So what does the president think leads to the success? What makes the wealthy, the successful, so successful? Here's more on his theory behind that.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Somebody else made that happen. What do you think about this? Are the successful business owners, how much credit do they get for their own success? And how much of this is a collective effort that, you know, we as a society have come together to create an environment that lets these people succeed?
Class warfare, that's what this is all about. Obama and his continuing pound. Let's look at it this way. It doesn't happen if you don't have both. The person who has the money, the inspiration, the idea, and the people that make it happen, for the most part, you've got to have both. And this continuous bang away at the people who have made it, and this jealousy, this phony idea that you have, you know, it just things happen magically without investors. It's patently asinine, frankly. 800-510-8255. You know what else is asinine? Is this completely socialistic redistribution of wealth stuff. And you pay your fair share and yada yada for two reasons. One of them, the speciousness of suggesting that the people on the top are getting away with something. And also, what is your money being used for? You heard the story over the weekend of $51 billion United States taxpayer dollars wasted in the reconstruction of Iraq to this point. Haven't finished there at all, only like 30% of the way to reconstructing the things that we blew up and wrecked in the first place. So there's that to consider, all the waste, fraud, and abuse that is part of our system. But the other thing that's disingenuous is to take all of the money that is paid in taxes. For example, the top 1% of earners take home about 17% of the nation's income, but they pay 36% of the personal taxes. The top 5% of earners take home 31% of the nation's income. They pay 58% of personal taxes. The top 10% of earners take home 43% of the nation's income. They pay 70% of all personal taxes. The top 90% of earners take home 16% of the nation's income. They pay 30% of the taxes. Half of you don't pay any taxes at all. The top 1% pays 24% in total. The top 5% pay 20% in total. Top 10% pay 18%. The top 50% pay 2%. So what's the reality here? This is all class warfare. The claims are bogus. 800-510-8255. Now, Brian in Burlington, Iowa, says it's the Republicans who start the class warfare. How's that, Brian?
Well, the way I see it is, you know, I'm not a big fan of the way unions have went down in this country, but they started because they thought the unions were the enemy. Well, now that there's not a good paying job left, they claim they want to create jobs. Well, during Reagan, he created jobs by killing $124-an-hour job and making $4-6-an-hour jobs and called that success. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we're in trouble now. There's a lot of jobs. I can find a job every day, but I can't make enough money to support a family without being on state aid with it. That's the biggest employers. I think the Republicans are masters at starting a fight, and then when you go down to their level, then they start calling you on it. And I think mm-hmm. they're a spade calling a spade.
Well, that's an interesting theory. The unfortunate reality is that today, $24 jobs unless they're plumbers or electricians, get competition from people around the rest of the world. If we were in a vacuum and we lived by ourselves and we only bought our own products and we only sold our own products to ourselves, that might be different, but that's not the reality. The various trade agreements that have happened and continue to happen, like them or not, reduce the value of your labor. That's the pure, simple bottom line. It isn't Obama who's created this. It isn't Romney who's created this. It wasn't Reagan. It was this series of, and actually, if you go back to the Clinton years, that's when most of the NAFTA-type deals took place, all these trade deals. And many of them did not hold our best interests at the top of the agreement. We thought selling a lot of stuff to people overseas was a good idea, and it was in principle. But when you sell, you open up your doors to, unless you're going to, there are many countries that would say, okay, you don't have to buy goods from us, but we're going to put a tariff on your goods. So if that's the case, you might as well not try to sell them to these countries because they'll be so expensive nobody will buy them. That's the real reality of the economic system that we live in, Brian. So it's a simplistic approach to say one group or another group was responsible for the class warfare discussion or for you know, why you don't get $24 an hour anymore. It's much more complicated than that, and it isn't really one side or the other. It's the system. It's called greed. We wanted, the business people wanted us to be able to sell our things overseas, and yeah, that was very successful. We've sold a lot of stuff overseas, but by doing that, we had to open up our doors to things that came into our country. Look at what China produces now for us versus what we produce for them. And that's because of these trade agreements. They didn't just happen because it was magical and, wow, the Chinese are there. Politicians cooked up these deals, made them happen, and that's why you don't get $24 an hour. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or Sprint Store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
News Talk Radio is the focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're discussing the presidential race at the moment. Interesting to look at some of these things and hear some of the people who are on one side or another, some of the surrogates for Romney, surrogates for Obama. There are a number of Romney surrogates this week. Their attack on President Obama's political payoffs, the Attorney General of Virginia, accused Obama of setting out immediately to repay political favors at the start of his presidency. Is that part? He promised he wouldn't do that, didn't he? 800-510-8255. Here are hosts Mike Moss and Bruce Allen talking to Peter Tantis, the president of an investment advisory company, about what effect the political turmoil in Washington is having in general on the economy.
We hear about what could happen at the end of the year, this cliff economically our country could go off. You don't know what to believe or what to listen for.
Absolutely. And, Mike, doesn't this remind you of what Harry Truman once said? Once out of frustration, he asked his advisors to go out and find him a one-armed economist. And they asked why. And he says, because I want an economist who won't keep saying, on the other hand. Now, there are some negatives, and again, we have to be conscious of them. The job growth is anemic. The unemployment rate is stuck around 8.2%. And the thing you just alluded to is very, very serious as we approach the date, and that is the fiscal cliff. On January 1st, the Bush tax cuts all expire, which means a major tax increase for everybody unless Congress and the White House get together and arrive at a compromise, which they haven't done so far. And that is going to start to weigh, and they had better start working on it now.
Is that just being on the horizon enough to hold down investments?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're facing a major tax increase on January 1st, it will have an impact on business decisions throughout the country. And the closer we get to now, most people think that they'll arrive at some sort of compromise. But the president laid down the gauntlet with this idea that we're not going to raise the taxes, we'll only do the extension for people who make $250,000 and under. Not even all the Democrats think that's a good idea. So they've got to work this out very, very soon.
You know, is the middle class the key to our economy, or is it, as some are suggesting, you need to put the money in the hands of the very wealthy who can afford to spend it more easily?
No, the middle class is always the key to the economy. The most ubiquitous economic statistic out there, the one everybody knows, is that two-thirds of the American economy is consumer spending. So if that's the case, you've got to have the middle class and everybody else out spending. And for them to do that, they have to have confidence that they can afford to spend, that they're not going to lose their job. And this is what's missing in the picture right now.
Does that mean if you could have either or when it comes to extending tax breaks, that tax breaks for those under $250,000 would be more valuable to the economy?
No. It means that extending the tax breaks for everybody is more valuable for the economy. Instead of trying to make this into some sort of a demagoguery issue in which the under $250,000 are the most deserving and nobody else gets it, you need to be able to keep the taxes low when we're in a recession, which we are near now, and which the absence of solving this problem could put us back into one.
So do you think the rhetoric back and forth, the sharp exchanges between Mr. Romney and Mr. Obama, the focus on whether or not Mitt Romney paid all of his taxes, you think that's going to fix the economy by the end of the year? Is that, how's that working for you? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter by checking out the Listen Box at DougStephan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A lot of this is trending on Yahoo. The things back and forth between the various presidential candidates. That's what we're talking about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Presidential race, what affects you, and who really deserves your consideration and your vote. And how is it that you get your information? Do you listen, and do you watch, and do you read objective material? And this is just, for instance, I use it not to expand my chest, say, Doug, you're a wonderful fellow, but there are three magazines that I find fascinating because of the different points of view, and I read them every month. Reason Magazine, for those who are libertarians, Newsmax, for those who are right of center, and Mother Jones, for those of you who are left of center. Very interesting to take all of these things and put them together and try to figure out what reality is. It's really... And then you wonder, okay, whose job is it? This program is based on stations that you're listening to. Many of them are political or so-called news talk stations. So whose job is it to present to you the facts? Not the truth, because the truth is no such thing as the truth. The truth is, for you, different than the truth for your next-door neighbor, let's say, or somebody you work with. But in reality, the facts is the newsman, the news presentation on a news talk radio station supposed to give you the facts? Or is the host of the program, the news talk radio program, is that person supposed to give you the facts? Interesting to sort of ponder that, isn't it? Huh? I asked that reflectively. 800-510-8255, if you care to share your thoughts. Meanwhile, back to the presidential race. Here's radio host Nick Reed calling out the president for deliberately sort of manipulating the facts, shall we say, in his attacks on Mr. Romney.
This is not the sort of stuff we need. Simply put, the Bain Capital stuff that is being put out there by Obama, they're lies. It's not a twisting of the truth. It's not a leaving out certain facts. They're lies. Republicans just aren't very good at fighting this stuff. And part of the reason is because they don't want to call it out. You know what the message needs to be from the Romney camp? The president's lying. But they just refuse to say that because they're afraid that they'll look mean-spirited. And now, the big news is that Romney's going so far as to say that the accusations are dishonest. The president is lying. This is what people, particularly the base, want to hear. They're tired of the pussyfooting around. They're tired give them the benefit of the doubt, they just don't have the facts correct. They're misstating the facts. He is lying. The president is a liar. And furthermore, here's why he's lying. Because the unemployment rate is 8.2%. Because the average household income is down under Obama. Because bam, 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 bam. But instead, they go on defensive with this stuff, and then you have Ed Gillespie, he retroactively retired. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like total BS. It sounds like Clinton saying it depends on what the definition of is. Now, in reality, those are not the same. In fact, the reality is, while on paper, Romney was with Bain Capital, he wasn't doing any work at all with them. And so their point being, when it came to those jobs being outsourced, he wasn't making those decisions. And look, every Democrat that's not directly responsible for the Obama message is saying this. You've got Washington Post saying that Obama's lying on this. You have a number of Democrats, one that ran for U.S. Senate in I forget which state recently, and he said Obama's lying about this. Everybody is on Romney's side on this thing except for surrogates of the campaign. So there's no truth to it. The problem is you have a large portion of the population out there that doesn't pay attention, and you have the media that continues to report it as if it's two different sides battling over equally reasonable points of view.
All right, so this will cap the discussion for this hour. Beyonce has posted a letter she sent to Mrs. Obama, which talks about the respect she has for the First Lady. The note has become part of the president's reelection campaign. Beyonce reads the letter aloud in a new video released by the campaign this week. Michelle Obama is the ultimate example of a truly strong African-American woman. I'm in awe of the First Lady. Will that make you vote for Barack Obama? There's a question that we end the hour with. 59 past the hour on the countdown.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.